time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
No police!
When Ham the astroturf said, no more space flights. Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
No police!
Now, this world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, he's the poster child for no cloning, Paul LaVoy.
Captain Radio here, inviting you to another episode of the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older? Then we wouldn't have to wait so long. And wouldn't it be nice to live together in the kind of world where we belong? No one's gonna make it that much better when we can say goodnight and stay together.
All right. Welcome to the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, episode number 44, Dan.
Yes, sir.
44. Can you believe that?
I can't believe it. It's
you can't
amazing.
Hear yourself?
Yep, I can.
You know how to turn it up.
I know
you've
how to
been
turn
here
it up.
Before.
I'll crank that thing up.
So I'm going to contact one of our other guests
yes.
off the air, and you can bring on our first guest.
Yes. So we have Kathy McCraw with us today. And so what our big subject of today's show is going to be about is the multi-class reunion, which is going to stretch from 1975 all the way through 1990. Now, this is the biggest class reunion our community's ever seen before. So, you know, what you're going to hear, the way they're going to describe it is going to be far surpass anything we've done before here in town. So I'm really excited to have both Kathy and we also are going to have Didi Federico on with us, Benno, and so... it's going to be exciting to have both ladies on to help describe what you're going to experience with this particular reunion. And by the way, that's this year. So if you have not kept up on it, then you'll be glad to know that we'll have it on our Havasu Pioneers Facebook page. And there's also a page that they have already set up. What is that Facebook page and website?
I have a multiple reunion.
Okay. And what's .com or?
It is Havasu Multiple Again .com.
Okay. And then the Facebook page is just Havasu.
Or, Havasu Multiple Class Reunion from 1975 to 1990.
There we go. Okay, great.
Let's see if we have our caller on the line.
Okay, great.
Caller, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. How are you?
Perfect. The first time it didn't go through, so that's absolutely perfect.
So we have Didi Federico Bendo on our line with us today, and we have Kathy. And so which one of you girls would like to start off and kind of kick things off? I guess what I'd really like to know about both of you is when did you both get here to Lake Havasu City? When did you move here?
Well, it's very interesting because we came together with our families. Her dad and my dad were best friends, and so we came together in 1973, I think. Wasn't it, Didi?
It was 75.
75.
Okay. So now where did you come from?
Rochester, New York.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, it doesn't get much further east than that.
Exactly.
What a culture change, too.
It's amazing. Now, Didi, I know you got a pretty vast family. Do you have any brothers and sisters, Kathy?
Yes, I do.
So how many, I guess, combined did you bring with us? And how many were fit in the stagecoach?
there were six of us with my mom and dad.
Okay. Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay. So that was way back then. And then, of course, you went to high school here.
Yes, I did.
Okay. And so, you know, I'm going to ask you, so, Dee Dee, this is a question for you. What spurred the idea to do this multi-class reunion?
Well, it actually started from one of the girls that I worked on another reunion with, another multi. She was really aggressive and did a lot of work with it, and she said we need to put together another multi. So I just took the ball and ran with it, and I found a really amazing website which would also process all the tickets and the payments, make it really user-friendly, and put together a really strong committee that are pillars in the community. I couldn't ask for a better team of women to work with. We are just like a well-oiled machine. We've been working, well, when the reunion takes place, it'll be our 13th month. So we've invested lots of money, time, hours, weekends, and we've collaborated, I think, which is going to be one of the biggest multi-reunions that Lake Havasu will ever host.
Wow.
15 years.
Dan, I just want to remind the listeners out there that just because we have a caller on the line doesn't mean they can't call in. We do have the call-in line that's open. It's 928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR if you want to talk to Dan or either one of these ladies.
And so you've mentioned a really strong team. Maybe you can share who we have on the committee.
Sure. We have Ginny Malacki Frank, who is with their local newspaper, and Michelle Doucette-Webb. I still use their maiden names because that's how I know them. So we have Michelle Doucette-Webb, who is the CFO of Havasu Pest Control. We have Cindy Sugamelli, who are pillars in the community. She resides in Phoenix. And Kathy Hackett Craig with Craig Plumbing, Lisa Rogers McKenzie with RV Rentals. She resides in Las Vegas, so we carpool a lot. Michelle Kipfer, she's been very instrumental in a lot of the ideas that we have implemented. And then we have Kathy, who's in front of you, and myself.
Wonderful.
Kathy, have you heard from anybody who's moved out of the area that's a pioneer that may be coming back for the reunion?
Yes, I actually have guests staying at my house from Rochester, New York. Calvin Schmidt's coming in, so they're coming from all over.
Wow, okay. That's fantastic. So, you know, I guess, ladies, this would be a good time because, you know, we'll have this recorded, by the way, for everyone listening. This show will be recorded. And you can share it with other folks that are planning on going to the reunion so they can gather all the information and answer all the questions that they may have going forward before they purchase their tickets. So what is there? Is there a phone number that is specific to getting information by chance?
There really isn't a set phone number, which that is a really good point. We can add one to our website and also to our Facebook page. We can be reached, I'll add that as soon as we hang up here, and they can reach out to us on the Facebook page, via email, on the event page, where everyone has been purchasing their tickets, and I'm sure a lot of the attendees know one of us that are on the committee, so until that number gets up, they can reach out to any one of us.
Okay, wonderful. So let's start with the beginning. You know, so what's the dates for the event?
September 22nd and 23rd of 2023, this year.
Okay, so 2023.
Yes.
Remember that, folks. This isn't for next year. This is this year. So I hear that a lot. Oh, I've got time. No, you don't.
And it should still be over 100 degrees during the day, right?
I checked out the weather, and I believe it's supposed to really be an ideal weekend. Highs are 93 expected, and the lows, which when the sun sets, should drop down to the mid-70s, which would be ideal.
Well, that's going to be wonderful for a lot of the folks that live out of state, so that aren't used to the heat anymore. So, so let's talk about.
You're okay.
Let's talk about the first day of the event and what can they expect.
So go, Kath.
So we're kicking off the event at Kokomo's at 7 o'clock on Friday, the 22nd. We're going to be having appetizers, and each alumni will receive two drink tickets. And this is just kind of a meet and greet to get to see everybody. And we hope a lot of people will attend, but we know that some will be in travel. So we're just a social event.
Okay, so that's kind of a warm-up to the big event then on Saturday. Is that right?
Yes, the main event is Saturday on the 23rd of September. It's at the Rodeo Fairgrounds, and we want to thank the Campbell family for donating the fairgrounds. They were very generous to do that for us. That's going to kick off at 6 o'clock. Upon arrival, the attendees will get a custom lanyard with two drink tickets tucked inside their badge, a swag bag full of products, and they've been all donated by local vendors.
Wow.
Oh, how cool. There's also, you have a block of rooms at different resorts around the area, right?
Yes, we have it at the Holiday Inn, the Hampton, and the London Bridge Resort. So they will have to say they're with the multiple reunion, and they need to book because, you know, they're going to release the rooms 30 days out. So they have to book in advance.
Okay. So let me just reiterate. So they're going to hold the rooms all the way up to the 30-day mark of the event, and then if they're not booked, they're going to release them back to the general public, and then the rates will go up.
So for those of you that are listening to the show who haven't been back to Havasu in a number of years, let me caution you. When they say book now, they really mean it. Our community has turned into an amazing cauldron, if you will, from various events, spectators, tourists. Our snowbirds come in. They show up in October. It gets very thick very quickly here, so hotel rooms become a commodity. Now, the other thing that I will remind you about, because of the magnitude of our alumni, there's a lot of Airbnbs that are owned by people you know that are out here in the community, so that's another option in case things get booked up too quickly.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you haven't been here in the last 30 years or so, it's turned into quite the destination resort. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing I'm going to be asked 100 times, and I know people are just knocking on their, surprised they haven't called up and asked so far, how much does this event cost?
Didi?
Ladies?
$123.
The event is $123, and you will definitely be getting a lot of value for your investment of the ticket. We have, like Kathy mentioned, the swag bags filled with all kinds of custom stuff. With a custom night logo, and also it's filled with a lot of donations that for dinners and T-shirts and all kinds of stuff. The bag is really going to be cool. And we are going to have one of the best DJs in the city. We have Nutcase, who is a resident DJ at the Martini Bay, and he is going to just play all the 70s and 80s. We're going to meet with them and tell them the songs we really want to hear, and then we'll fill it in with other songs of that era. And we are also going to be having, instead of doing the sit-down dinner or a buffet, we opted to do food trucks since it's an outdoor setting, kind of like a house party, which we're all familiar with growing up in Lake Havasu. So we opted for outdoor, which also there is indoor. There's going to be fans and shade and tables, and it's going to be a really nice event. So we have all the food trucks, which the attendees will receive a voucher for the food. We have a sweets table that is going to be off the charts. It's going to have all the retro candy we used to nibble on in high school. We're going to have baked desserts, cookies, cupcakes, coffee. We're going to have, there's two bars, which I must do a shout out to Mud Truck Brewery and Wilmer Beverages for their generous donations, which we can get into next time we're on your show. We're going to have bottled water and soda stations throughout the fairgrounds. We also resurrected the Mai Tai Bucket. Lisa worked diligently finding someone to produce the buckets, And we have done so, and they're awesome, and we're filling them with Mai Tais and the big long straws, and those are going to be our featured signature drink.
Damn.
So there's much more. We have two roving photographers that will do pictures on request. If you want your best friends in there, we're going to have photo backdrops, a photo booth with props. Of course, one of the props will be a toga that everyone can enjoy back in our toga party days. So we have not missed a trick.
Wow, that's fantastic. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we're here with Dee Dee and Kathy talking about the Multi-Havasu class reunion here coming up in September 2023. We'll be right back.
Dan, if there's going to be Mai Tais, you're in charge of the pineapple, all right? Since you're the Hawaiian connection, right? You're in charge of the pineapple. All right, I'm Paul Lavoie. It is the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, episode number 44. And by the way, this is in the archives at KNTRtalk.com. Sometime this afternoon when we're done, and the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show is brought to you in part by Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. We'll be right back on Speak Out. All right, welcome back to Speak Out. It's the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, brought to you in part by Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating, also Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, GDK LLC, Springberg Wealth Management, Patio Paradise, Les Olson IT, your company's one source for office technology at lesolson.com/Kingman. And by Prospectors RV Resort, 4750 London Bridge Road in Havasu, home of the fully furnished apartment for $16.99 a month, including utilities. Don't forget, again, we stream live, and the show archives are at KNTRtalk.com. There's also a special link for the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. And we also have our archives at Lake Havasu City app, available at the Google Play and Apple iStore. And again, I'm Paul Lavoie, the host of Speak Out, along with Dan DeLosantos, our host for the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show.
Thanks, Paul. And so we've got a lot of listeners this time around. We posted the show, and so we know we have a lot of folks asking about the upcoming event. And so if you have any questions about the event, give us a call at 928-854-5687 and ask our hosts any of the questions you might have. So let's get back to the list. I mean, it's huge. So the price, and did I hear that right? $123, is that correct?
Yes, you did.
Okay,
that's for alumni. But the teachers and coaches, were asking them to come, and they get free entry to the fairgrounds.
Oh, that's fantastic!
Right,
yes.
And we had a question via text, mm-hmm, about that. Ask if former teachers will attend, because the next section of the walkway, the Havasu Memorial Walkway, will recognize teachers from Lake Havasu High School.
Right, that's correct. So we have the Havasu Pioneers, the Havasu Pioneers section of the Memorial Walkway underneath the London Bridge. When you purchase your brick, it's there forever, if you will. And there's a big section there for the Havasu Pioneers. A lot of our alumni already own bricks. So if you're an alumni member and you want to get your name underneath the London Bridge, it's going to be something that we'll be sharing through the multi-class reunion, so that when the dedication comes, you'll be able to go down and see your brick. So the $123, the one thing I'm not sure if everybody understands, but I want to make sure it's clear, that's not for one day. That's actually for both days. Is that correct?
It covers both days, yes. Food,
so that's
drinks.
Really a bargain when you think about it.
It
because
is.
An average reunion is about $75 average, and that's usually just the one day. So this is 2 days of events, plus a really cool swag bag, which I guess is going to have some really amazing things inside of it.
Exactly. And we'll also get the photos uploaded to the website and emailed to everyone within 30 days. So, you know, there'll be both nights a photographer, so there'll be lots of photos to share and have memories of for the alumni, and they all get a copy.
So the one thing that we barely touched on at the beginning, but this is what makes this reunion really unique, is that you're sharing this from alumni from 1975 all the way through 1990. What kind of crowds can you expect from that many people?
We're hoping to get 300 to 500 people. We decided to do this because the 1980, 81, and 82 reunions lost, had to cancel their reunions because of COVID. Mm-hmm. So we thought this was a great time to get together, and we decided to do the big multiple reunion. And so we're expecting a big crowd.
Wow.
There are a lot of locals and a lot of people coming from out of town as well.
Now, a lot of folks don't know about the rodeo grounds. They haven't been back to Havasu in a lot of years. Why don't you describe the atmosphere that they're going to be in out there? First of all, it's out at Sarah Park, right?
And how to get there, right?
Yeah, it's by Sarah Park. You take the road all the way around to the fairgrounds, and there'll be signs out there for them. It is a huge area that will have security helping people park. The Campbells have offered to let people bring their RVs and camp out there. So the people that are coming with RVs,
oh my gosh,
a minimal fee of $20 a night.
Oh.
There's covered areas. There's two bars there. There's a stage that the band's going to be on. We'll have tables and chairs outside all along the food trucks. We're going to spend a couple of days decorating and getting ready. We'll have a lot of stuff from the high school and good memories. And it's just going to be a fun event.
Wow. I mean, so all of a sudden that $123 sounds like there's a lot of bang that comes with it.
It really does. We're also going to be doing a butterfly release for our dearly departed. We've lost a lot of alumni.
I know four in the last few days.
Yes,
so,
four
yes.
In the last few days. My husband passed away 3 years ago. He grew up here and went to school here. So,
butterfly release.
Yes.
How do you coordinate a butterfly release? I've never heard of that.
And that's pretty bizarre. Lisa actually dug her brains into that one. There is a company that ships the day before the event frozen butterflies. So they just kind of go into a deep sleep, and then when you're ready to open the box, the butterflies are already awake. And you release them into the sky. So we're planning on doing that right at sunset. So the sunset's going to be amazing. The ambiance with the butterflies, and we'll have a couple special songs that time.
That is unique. That's worth the $123 right there, Dan.
Yeah,
it's
sure
going to be beautiful.
Sure is. So I understand it takes an entire year to train those butterflies to take off at the count of three.
You got it.
Nice.
So we've got people coming from everywhere. You know, you mentioned the Mai Tai. You know, I was wondering if everybody remembers that. I'm sure we all do, but you know, I love the history behind our Mai Tai and the Bucket, because of course it's the Nautical Inn, and it's one of our oldest establishments, and anybody that's ever had one or actually remembers having one remembers how fun they were. So I think that's really great that you made that one of your signature drinks.
Yeah, back
definitely.
In the day, you could one person could buy a bucket, but I think it has to serve four people now.
Yes, it does.
You know, but in our day, we used to drink the bucket ourselves.
I so remember that. So the diversity from 1975 to 1990. Now you realize the age group there. Havasu is not foreign to having a lot of people being friends with older and younger classmates. That's how we all grew up. And,
absolutely.
And so we are very unique in that respect. We never necessarily shunned anybody away because they were older or younger, which makes sense for this reunion and Lake Havasu as a whole. So, but, you know, I'm thinking, wow, we've got guys that are going to not necessarily be gray yet and some that have already gone over the top or lost all their hair. Speak for yourself.
That's funny. Is this event at the rodeo grounds because of the sheer size of the number of people who are coming? How many are you expecting?
300 to 500.
We're hoping 300 to 500, but I honestly think, I mean, we have had so much interaction in the last couple of weeks, and with your help and stuff, I honestly think we can get more to 500 to 800.
I actually don't doubt that. I know that a number of years back when your sister and I did one at the Nautical,
mm-hmm.
and we were topping out over 400, which we were only allowed about, I think, 300 to 350.
Mm-hmm.
And it was standing room outside even. So And that
was an amazing event, and that's what I aspire for this one to be, because I was lucky enough to be able to attend that one, and it was so successful, and the friendships and the bonds that we all have with each other, like you said, it doesn't matter if they were, you know, 4 years younger than you or 10 years older. Everyone was treated with respect and dignity and loved, and I just feel like now is the time to do this. We're not getting any younger. Like you said, four people have passed away in the last couple of weeks. And we just need to all connect and be free and enjoy our memories from our childhood and just relive the moments, because it's now or never.
I couldn't agree more. You're absolutely right, Dee Dee. And, the effort that you're putting into this, all your team, I know it's going to pay off. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what you should wear to this event.
Boy, those are big numbers, too. I was thinking, you know, we were talking about lanyards and name tags and that. That's going to be a full-time job for somebody just to create that,
right?
So that everybody knows who everybody is. Because your looks change so much if you've ever been to a reunion.
Oh.
Those are mandatory, those name tags. All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie along with Dan DeLosantos. You're listening to the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, brought to you in part by Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Stay with us. All right, welcome back to Speak Out. It's the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. I'm Paul Lavoie along with Dan DeLosantos. Brought to you in part by Arizona Financial Credit Union, also Mojave Community College, SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, the Lewis Team, Remax by the Lake with team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis, by Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all natural dog and cat food along with pet toys since 2006, and by Salmon's Air Conditioning, one of our newest sponsors, serving the tri-state area for over 52 years. That's older than the London Bridge, Dan.
It is.
52 years in the tri-state. And ask about Salmon's superior maintenance plan.
So we're back talking about the Havasu multi-class reunion. I think it's called, is it? Have a class?
Or have a multiple.
Class reunion.
Okay.
Class reunion.
That one just doesn't roll off my personal
lips. That is a great name.
And so we got Dee Dee and Kathy on with us today. And so we let's talk about what are we going to wear? What do you suggest we all wear?
Something cool, flat shoes, of course, because it is the rodeo fairgrounds.
Oh, very good point, right?
Yeah.
Very casual.
Yeah, casual.
No ballroom dresses. Just very casual, comfortable, and cool.
Flip-flops, tennis shoes, that kind of thing.
Oh, I'll drag...
Just how you would go to a house party in the 70s and the 80s.
Well, I'll drag...
That's how you should come to this event.
With a bathing suit underneath?
Of course.
We didn't own bathing suits. The guys had cut off Levi's.
Right.
So with our underwear is hanging out underneath them.
Yeah.
That was fun. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll make sure to wear that outfit. So,
that's great.
So we just had a multi-class reunion, which was a big success. It was a really great time to get together. We had missed it for a long period of time. So I would really encourage those that enjoyed that particular event to consider coming to this one, because there'll be, again, more people. People you know might even find some of your siblings there, which is kind of cool. As we dive in deeper, we talked a little bit about, you know, what is there to do. A lot of folks come back home. They want to see things. We touched base with the owner of the Dixie Bell. It's not all completed yet, but when it is, I'm sure we'll make sure that the team gets to share it with everybody. But looks like they're willing to do a couple of cruises for alumni, when they come into town. So perhaps before you go to the event, perhaps a day or two before. Some people are going to come in a little earlier. Some people are going to leave a little later. So that opportunity may crop up. And so when it does, we'll make sure that you all know about it. So what else can we share? Now, we did talk about the Togo. Tell me about that.
Well, we all grew up with the toga parties, and it just was just a fun time in our lives when we would do a theme parties. And the toga is the one that sticks out in my head most. So we have a couple areas where we're going to have backdrops and props for alumni. We're going to have like a prom dress and a cap and gown, and of course we're going to have the toga, so then you can have your picture professionally taken. Being goofy with your friends, and just a fun little memory, and you'll be able to have those pictures within 30 days of the event.
Wow,
I did want to reiterate one thing when you said with the siblings. What has really turned out, what I think is the coolest and never thought would happen, is families that live all over the U.S. are coming to this event, and so it's more family reunion and class reunion oriented, which I think is so cool. Like the Kinesnes are coming from three different states, and they're going to be all together. And the Dwyers and the Babbitt family, everyone in the family has bought their tickets, so they're going to all be together. So I'm seeing a lot of siblings that live in different states are coming. So I think it's just going to be a really, really nice event.
Well, you know, Dee Dee, you touched on a really important topic, which I want to expand on a little bit. We've got all these alumni that are flying and driving in from all over the country. They're so excited and passionate about coming home and visiting with everyone. And, you know, we do run into situations during some of these reunions where the local alumni simply won't come. That they, I don't know why, they think they live here, so they're going to run into everybody. I'm not exactly sure why, but I can't emphasize enough, and this goes without saying, every reunion I've ever had the pleasure of being part of, these people are coming thousands of miles to visit with you. Don't stay at home or think you're going to see them at the beach or the grocery store.
Right.
Buy the ticket, come to the event. We have recently, unfortunately, even just this last few days, lost four alumni, and I was so shocked and hurt, you know, that we, some of them we got to see, some of them we didn't in the most recent reunion. You don't want to miss the opportunity as we get closer late in life to the final result, if you will. So, you know, make the effort. Come down, go to the event, and, you know, take it home, share it with your kids. And needless to say, as Dee Dee was sharing, visit your brothers, your sisters, your cousins, your uncles. You know, find that guy that owes you $10. Get it back.
Oh, goodness.
So
spend $123 to get $10 back. That's it.
Let's see. I was looking through all your notes, and you have some really important things here. I was thinking that maybe now's really a good time that we could share the sponsors. You know, there's a lot of really incredible businesses that have gotten behind this thing, and I think it's really important that we share with our listeners who those businesses are, so that when you're doing business with them, you can say thank you.
That helps keep the cost down too, right?
Absolutely. Well, Mud Shark Brewery, and we talked about Rummer Beverages. Also, the London Bridge Resort is going to be providing complimentary shuttle services out to the fairgrounds and back to the London Bridge Resort. So if you have family that just wants to drop you off or take so you don't have to drive after drinking that evening, I think that's a great complimentary shuttle service option for people. Also, we are getting gifts from lots of local vendors. Havasu Springs dropped off a bunch of stuff today to me. We have from all over the place. We have the lender, LMP Services, Lisa Lee. She donated to our swag bags. We've gotten dinner for two tickets, and we're going to hit up a lot more, but we just are in the beginnings of our Supplementary stuff.
I'm excited. I can hardly wait till somebody donates the trip to Hawaii. Now, that one I'm going to look for.
We've got lots of stuff like cups and T-shirts from Primo Pools and all sorts of goodies.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, not to mention all of us that are on the committee have all donated thousands of dollars thus far, and that would be Havasu Pest Control, Beano's Flooring, Craig Plumbing, and that's it so far.
So you mentioned a more recent donation that your team has done, Dee Dee.
Yes, Kenny and Tina Bonsang. I think the community knows they have Ken's Pizza. We're in a motorcycle accident, and Ken passed away, and his wife is still in the hospital and has some surgery. So just our board members raised $1,300, and they do have a Zelle that you can send money to. So any alumni that wants to support them, because Tina does have a couple more surgeries and she's not going to be able to work for a while. So we got together just the board members and donated $1,300, but we'd like other alumni to donate as well.
Do you have the info on that Zelle? We can put it on our newscast.
Dee Dee, do you have that?
I don't have it handy. I'm so sorry.
I'll get that from you off the air then.
Okay. So, and I have to tell you, Tina's injuries are not subtle by any means. They're traumatic, and there's a fairly long list of them that, quite frankly, most people...
Broken arm. Yeah, she's very... Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it reads like Evel Knievel, no pun intended, but I mean, the list was, in, you know, not one at a time, but all at once. I mean, it's a traumatic thing to have to deal with.
They've been together for years and years. I went to school with Tina, and it was Tina Teeple back then, and then... Kenny, my husband, actually was in his class. So both of them are pillars of the community, and we just, our hearts ache for them. I can't imagine her pain right now.
Well, I'm glad that you folks have thought ahead enough to make that effort to help support her in her needs and the family, of course. So, you know, Godspeed with that effort, and hopefully everybody will chip in. So as we go forward, let's see. So I'm looking... And I wanted to kind of read the website that they could go to, or and reiterate the Facebook page and the website. So now I'm looking at this. Is this correct? What do we got here?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm looking at LHC Reunion 2023 at yahoo.com. So that's a great place where they can go and be able to register. Is that correct?
No, that is our actual email address.
Oh, that's your email. Excuse me. You're right. Okay. So
go ahead, Dan. Sorry.
No, that's okay. So that is an email address they could use to reach out?
For questions.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to say that one more time. That's LHC Reunion 2023 at yahoo.com. And the website is, and I'm looking for it. Ah, there we go. So it is Facebook page official. Have a multiple class reunion, 1975 to 1990. If you go to the Pioneers page, if you go to the Facebook page and click on it, it should take you out to the actual website where you can actually make payment online. Is that correct?
That's correct. If they click on the purple bridge, it will take them right to the website. And then on the upper right-hand corner, if they click that, there's a menu drop down. It will say tickets. It's so simple. It literally takes 2 minutes. Now, they won't get an actual ticket, like, where they can print, but they're in our website, and they'll be able to see their name that it's in there, and then when they come in to town, we will have a list, and that's when they will get wristbands on Friday along with their drink tickets, and then on Saturday, they'll get the lanyard. So we know you put tickets, so I hope nobody's panicking that they didn't actually receive a ticket they can hold.
So, Dan, when this show is posted at KNTRtalk.com, it'll be in the Havasu Pioneers page, which you've seen 100 times.
Yes.
We'll put a link to that event, that myevent.com. We'll put that link on where the Havasu Pioneers radio show number 44 is.
Right. So all
to make it really easy for our listeners.
Right. So all our radio shows are recorded at KNTRtalk.com. Go to the Pioneers section and pick the number 44, and you'll be able to get all the information. Listen to the show in its entirety on the recording, as well as the link that will take you there. So the I was on your website, by the way, very good job, and I noticed that alumni can actually go and upload their own personal photos from back in the day.
Yes, they can register on there and also upload fun pictures, and they can upload before and afters of them, like young and older version pictures. And it's pretty interactive, but I feel most people right now are going right to the Facebook page.
Right, and I certainly see the interaction there. So we're getting down to the end of the wire here of our show, ladies, and I guess is there anything else you feel we should know today about the event?
We're still looking for volunteers for setup, so we would like them to reach out to us through the LHC Reunion 2023 at yahoo.com, or they can reach out to Danny.
Sure.
But we are looking for a setup. And what time is setup going to be starting, Dee Dee?
We're starting on Thursday at sundown. We're going to set up all the tables and chairs and the hanging lights and decor. And then also Friday, we're going to resume with the more detailed things, and hopefully it's not windy out. And then from there, we'll go over to Kokomo's and do a little bit of decorating. So they can reach out to any one of the committee members or via our email or on Facebook. I have probably 5 people that have graciously volunteered thus far, but we do need manual labor for the tables, lighting, stuff like that.
So we will be working with this group as they go forward with the Havasu Pioneers page. We'll try to reinforce it by posting whatever they need, whatever information they want to share with the general public. When they need help and new information about the event. So don't forget to look for information there as well. Also, links, we'll have links that will take you right over to that page. So any other questions? Paul, anything?
I'm good.
Okay, great. Well, I got to tell you, ladies, I really appreciate everything that you have brought to the show today for our listeners. Great information about an amazing event. It really is a game changer when you think about reunions, all the things that you have mentioned that you're going to get to experience and do at this event. And then, of course, just being able to come back home and visit with all your friends and all your alumni and family.
And the name. The name, have a multiple. That's amazing. That is an amazing name. Good job, Dee Dee.
Thanks, guys.
We will actually follow up with another show as we get closer to the reunion. We'll jump on. I'm sure you'll have some updates for our listeners. I'm sure you'll be excited to hear about those. And so as we get closer to the September date, look for another show regarding the reunion.
Thank you so much. And I appreciate all your help.
All right, perfect.
You're welcome.
Hope to see everybody there.
All right, let's take a short break. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more on the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show in just a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie along with co-host Dan DeLosanto. Stay with us. All right, welcome back to the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. Dan's already getting ready for the reunion, or is he? Oh, there you go. He officially set the headphones down. So he wanted me to remind you that the next Havasu Pioneers Radio Show is scheduled for May 3rd, and always the first Wednesday of the month, and we'll be at show number 45. Imagine that. All right, today at 4:30 to 6, dress your best and bring a resume. It is the Lake Havasu Unified School District Job Fair. Again, that's today, 4:30 to 6 p.m., Jamaica Elementary School Library. There's going to be another one on the 17th at Lake Havasu High School Library. But this one today, 4:30 at the Jamaica Elementary School Library. Any questions, call 505-6900. And on tomorrow's show, of course, we've got Brian Springberg
He's going to be in a little bit later than normal, 11:30, because we're going to have Farron Echelbarger on. And Farron is from Stonebridge Christian Ministries. We've got Good Friday coming up, Easter weekend, of course. And Farron's going to be our special guest to talk about all of the weekend's activities at Stonebridge. All right, I'm Paul Lavoie, living the dream in Lake Havasu City. We'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out. Hannity is next, preceded by Fox News.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.